This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Difficult firefighting conditions in Grand and Larimer counties today. The East Troublesome Fire has already closed Rocky Mountain National Park and caused evacuations in Estes Park. The blaze has burned more than 170,000 acres and is just 5% contained. No death or injuries reported so far. The Red Cross has opened shelters for anyone under mandatory evacuation orders due to the wildfires. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Shelters are up and running in Loveland, Westminster, Blackhawk, and Silverthorne. Andrea Carlson is with the Red Cross. Due to the pandemic, anyone who checks in at a shelter will be assigned a hotel room for the evening, free of charge.
It seems like it should not be this easy, and you keep wanting to say, well, what's the catch? But there's really no catch.
More information is available at the Red Cross website, including how to donate and volunteer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More than a quarter of Colorado voters have already cast a ballot, and early returns show twice as many Democrats have voted than Republicans. Ian Silveri is with the group Progress Now.
Democrats can now spend more time on lower turnout voters, whereas Republicans have to make sure that their reliable voters just don't stay home this year for some reason.
The entertainment and sports facility, formerly known as the Pepsi Center, officially has a new name, the Ball Arena, named for the Colorado company that makes mason jars and other canning supplies. The arena, of course, is home to the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche. This is CPR News.